Okay, see, sir. Well, I'm checking here right now. Your Amazon account is logged in from Ohio, Texas, Florida, Colorado, Wilmington, Delaware, and there are three foreign locations, which is Russia, China, and Canada. So these are the locations. Yes, sir. Your account has been compromised. Somehow they got your information through online, sir. Somehow your email has been compromised. That's how they got into your Amazon account. So in order to go ahead and cancel this order, sir, first we need to block all this unauthorized location from where your account has been accessed right now. And to block the location, we require a blocking security card, Amazon blocking security card, which you will get in our nearest Amazon store. So do you know any Amazon store nearby? Perfect. So in that case, sir, you need to drive to the nearest Amazon store and you need to get the blocking security card. Okay, what's your current zip code and which store you are talking about? Can you give me your current zip code? And also, can you please verify me the last four digit of your card? Do you have a Walmart, not Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Target? Do you have CVS? Okay, so in that case, so you have to drive to the CVS, okay? And am I talking to you on your cell phone or is this your home phone? Okay, so what I'll be doing here in the meantime, we will go ahead and track on those locations. So I want you to drive to the store and you can keep me on the line, okay? I will let you know once you reach there, sir. You need to carry all of your cards with you and one of your ID proof, okay? And one of your ID proof, and I will be staying on the line with you. Do not hang up the call. Once you reach in the parking lot, just do let me know. Connect our store with the CVS server now. What we need to do, I will let you know, sir, okay? Because there is no Amazon store, that's why you are at the CVS. And from the CVS, sir, you need to purchase a blocking security card, okay? And the money will be transferred to you by Amazon, so you do not have to spend a single penny from your pocket. So you will get a text message on your cell phone, okay, regarding the money. And after that, once you get the text message, then I will let you know, okay? Yeah, there will be a different name of the card. I will let you know. First, let me check here, okay? 789. Okay. 5789. All right. So there is a transaction amount of $1,000 that has been transferred to your Visa, right? Okay. So because why we have transferred, sir, as there is no Amazon store. If there is an Amazon store, you do not have to purchase anything. You just have to go there and tell them that you need a blocking card. They will give you. But here, in your case, there is no Amazon store. So you are at the CVS. And CVS is just a drug store. They are a third party store, okay? So that's why you have to purchase the blocking cards. And the name of the blocking cards is Target card, because there are five different locations in United States and three foreign locations. So you have to purchase two Target card of $500 each, all right? Yeah, it's a regular Target gift card, no Visa, no Master, okay? And see, sir, one more important thing. Once you go inside the store, you need to go to the card section where you can find all kinds of gift cards. Look for a Target card. It should be a red color card. After that, go to the cashier and tell them to activate with $500 each and make separate transaction one by one, 500, 500, okay? And in case if they ask you why you are purchasing this card and all, do not tell that your account got hacked and your information got compromised. Otherwise, they will not allow you to use your Visa card, okay? Yeah, just tell them that this is my personal use, so I want to give someone something like that. No hacking, no Amazon, okay? And once you get the card, you can come out from this store and let me know. I'm staying on the line with you. Yes, 505. You need to purchase two Target card of $500 each, 5500, and make separate transaction. Okay.